In this segment of our WCDO Regatta interviews, I spoke with 21-year-old local pro paddler Matt Rudnitsky from Gilbertsville, who has recently been drawing attention in the world of canoe racing.
How old were you when you started paddling?
I was 15.
Who took you out?
My Uncle Andy.
Andy's been paddling for a long time.
Yeah, he's been paddling for, I think, 20 years.
Did you think you were going to like it?
I really had no idea. Never done an endurance sport before.
What did Andy think after taking you out the first time?
He think we didn't move too bad, so we decided to do the 70.
How'd you do your first 70?
We won the amateur class.
Okay. When did you go to the pro class?
Following year.
So at age 16, you're in the pro class. How'd you do?
I think we ended up 12th.
So you had a top 15 in the pro class. When you were 16, that pro class was probably filled up to in the low 60s in terms of teams.
Yeah.
Were you at 16 willing to do all that practice with your uncle?
Yeah, because I wasn't big in running track or playing baseball, so the spring was pretty much open. So I just paddled with all the local guys. They just all helped me get better.
You came in fifth place, top five finish in last year's General Clinton with your Uncle Andy, and that was out of 47 canoes. How'd you feel then?
Oh, that was great. Getting a top five is really awesome in that race. It was the first top five finish by two local paddlers in quite a while.
The other great thing, you came in second place with Mark Gillespie behind Serge Corbin at the La Classique last year. Tell me what that was like.
Oh, that was different. It's all a different kind of racing up there. There's a lot of fans up there, and just it's a huge race.
Were people surprised they know Mark Gillespie, but
who's this kid? Yeah, because they didn't know me. A lot of the guys up there didn't know me. They were all just coming up to me after the race and just asking me who I was and what I'm doing next year.
You had a lot of other folks interested in paddling with you?
Yeah, a lot of them want me to go out to the Asaba Marathon this year, but I don't know about that.
Back to the Classique. Now, when you're paddling against Serge Corbin, it's one thing if you're in a group of 60 canoes. It's another if you're the team that's in second place and trying to keep up with him. How was that?
Oh, it's hard to do. I don't know how he does it. He's just unbelievable.
He's just a machine, isn't he?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is.
But what was it like paddling with him? Like, did Serge speak to you after the race?
Yeah, we talked a little bit. It was just cool being that close to him, but we didn't get to see him for very long during the race.
What are you planning for the future? Are you looking to do this for a lot of years?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Seems to be all right.
Well, I got to tell you, at 21, you should be real excited. In the world of canoeing, you're doing absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, I'm just glad there's a lot of youth races still, so hopefully there'll be enough racers by that time.
Now, this coming regatta, there are a number of big-name teams that are participating. You are paddling with Mark Gillespie again.
Yeah.
Do you think you got a top five or top three in you?
Yeah, I'm hoping. I'm hoping for a top three. That's my goal for the year.
Now, what's it like paddling with Mark Gillespie? This is one of the premier paddlers in the country.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. He's taught me a lot. I paddled with him a lot last summer, stayed at his house and everything, and it's just great.
Is your Uncle Andy real proud of you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yep.
Does he miss paddling with you?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We'll probably get back together before too long.
Well, we're real excited for you, Matt. Good luck in this year's General Clinton and in any other races you may do.
All righty. Thanks a lot.
Be sure to see Matt and his partner Mark Gillespie from Rochester, New York, in Canoe P2. For Canoe Regatta 2008, I'm Craig Stevens.